I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering.
It's Rosie on the house. Here to melt away all your home ownership, repair, or maintenance anxieties and or fears. We are every Arizona homeowner's happy place every Saturday morning. We generally steer away from politics, but my wife isn't here today. And we have several callers on hold, but I do want to sneak in one very soft political comment.
Soft.
Very soft.
Very soft.
My oldest sister was rummaging through some files, and she found the brochure for the commencement exercises for Kokopa Elementary School in the Scottsdale Unified School District from May 25th, 1970, the year I graduated Kokopa 8th grade.
At which point you could probably still see north straight to...
It was empty. It was empty.
Straight to
completely
the mountains.
Completely empty. And I just want to put a challenge out there to those of you that may be a little frustrated or aggravated with today's society. I'm reading from the eighth grade commencement printed brochure.
Mm-hmm.
We started with the national anthem.
Nice.
After the
Were
national,
you kneeling?
After the national anthem, we had an invocation.
Better.
And the class all together sang, "Now let every tongue adore thee."
And in this is public school.
Public school.
This isn't
Kokopa,
a private Christian
May 25th, 1970, I was there. You know what our benediction was? All creatures.
I wasn't there. You're going to have to tell me.
All creatures of our God and King. The class sang that to close our eighth grade graduation. Okay, let's get back to home improvement questions. We got several callers,
you know,
on hold here.
On that, and this isn't political, this was a report done by the Harvard Business School. I heard it on the radio this week predicting the pendulum is going to swing huge the other way, away from colleges. They predict up to half of the major universities in America are going to be bankrupt in 15 years because they're giving degrees to for things that don't even exist in the workforce. People are seeing these massive amount of school debts they can't pay off, and it's going to naturally – we're going to see a shift. We're always talking about we've got – A dire need for trades. And we could see a big shift back to that naturally based on this report by Harvard Business Law of people going away from these big, expensive college degrees back to working with their hands. And so it'd be interesting to see if that comes true.
And I saw a report earlier in the week that the artificial intelligence robots are going to start being your physician assistants.
Not mine, baby.
So so
I go to Dr. Romy
between graduating with degrees that don't get you jobs and debt that you can't pay off, you're going to be standing in line behind a robot for your job. All right, that's all the political we're going to cover today. We're here to melt away your anxieties, not pile on your anxieties. Let's see if we can get back to the callers. Who are we going to take next, buddy?
Next on the line was CJ. Welcome to the program.
Hello, CJ.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Get us off the political spectrum and take us right to your house.
Okay, right to my house. So I have a new build home I bought 3 years ago. The day that I moved in, I noticed a smell coming from one of the sinks in the master bathroom. I called the home builder. They sent out their plumber. Nobody could find anything. As I continue throughout the years on the home, the smell continues to stay in that sink. I've cleaned it. I've called plumbers out. Nobody can fix it, so I'm always cleaning that sink. Now the smell is now coming up through the bathtub in my guest bathroom, and it's a horrible smell. I'm a very clean person, but now I have to keep Glade plug-ins plugged in because running water down the drains, it constantly smells like it's a horrible smell. And I'm frustrated and I don't know what to do.
You are going to be so glad you called. What would you do if for Christmas I gave you a smell-free home?
Oh, my gosh, I'd love you.
Listen,
well, Ari, love
hey,
you
I want
so,
mine
but...
smelling like turkey. I want mine smelling like.
CJ, what part of the state do you live in?
I'm in Peoria, North Peoria.
Okay. Up in the hills of Peoria?
No, Lake Pleasant Parkway area.
Okay, all right.
A lot of new areas up there.
Okay, and what direction does your front door point?
West.
Perfect. And do you have a pitched roof?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and that roof peak runs north and south?
Correct.
Okay. And is this master bathroom on the east side of the house, the back side of the house?
Yes, it is.
I can fix your problem for about $7. CJ.
And you've got 30 seconds to do it.
I'm not going to tell her. I'm going to make her hold on through the break.
Oh, you're cold. You're cold.
You're so Ryan Seacrest, I tell you.
You hang on, CJ. I've got to take a little bit longer time to explain it on how to fix it, but I promise you, I can fix that problem. It's going to go away forever.
Yeah. And right there at Lake Pleasant 99th, you've got a Home Depot and Lowe's facing each other, east and west
That's
side.
Right.
You're going to have this done before the broadcast is over.
That's right. Hang on, CJ.